From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Weak employment numbers from the Labor Department following a slew of disappointing economic reports are raising concerns about a recession. Private payrolls edged only modestly higher in June, and employment across the board fell for the first time this year. Christina Romer, who chairs the President's Council on Economic Advisers, says the numbers may not be stellar, but they're heading in the right direction.
We're seeing gradual healing of our labor market, much as we've been seeing for the last several months. I think, you know, the important thing, we added 83,000 jobs in the private sector.
But even private sector hiring was well below levels needed to reduce on a sustainable basis. Coast Guard skimmers are being returned to the Gulf to soak up the oil spill. Skimming operations were halted this week because of rough seas from Hurricane Alex. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the waters will have to calm down even more before all of the vessels are back in place.
We're still waiting for the weather to calm down a little bit out there, and as soon as that happens, we'll be massing our forces to move back out and start the skimming.
Allen says there will soon be a dramatic increase in the number of skimmers involved in the Gulf oil cleanup once the vessels under construction are ready. In Mexico, authorities arrested an alleged gang leader accused of killing a U.S. consulate worker in the border city of Ciudad Juarez across from El Paso, Texas. From Mexico City, Michael O'Boyle has the story.
Federal police say Jesus Chavez led a gang of hitmen that worked for the Juarez drug cartel. Chavez allegedly ordered an attack last March that killed an employee of the U.S. consulate. Leslie Enriquez and her husband were gunned down in their car after leaving a party for consulate employees. Mexican police said Chavez targeted Enriquez because she had supplied visas to members of a rival drug gang. But that version clashed with previous statements from U.S. officials, who said Enriquez worked aiding U.S. citizens and had nothing to do with issuing visas. The attack raised fears at the time that U.S. officials were being targeted by drug gangs. So far, however, those worries have not played out. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
Newly released documents show members of President Richard Nixon's inner circle discussing the possibility of global warming more than 30 years ago. Nixon advisor Daniel Patrick Moynihan urged the administration to initiate a worldwide system of monitoring carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Republican Chairman Michael Steele says he supports U.S. troops in Afghanistan. He issued a statement of support amid criticism in his own party for saying that President Obama chooses to be in a land war that cannot be won. Steele's statement did not acknowledge that the Afghan war was launched by the Bush administration in response to the 9/11 attacks in 2001. His remarks at a fundraiser in Connecticut were captured on camera and posted online. This is NPR News. Senator Robert Byrd is being remembered by many as a friend and loyal public servant. West Virginians paid their last respects at a public funeral on Friday. President Obama noted that Byrd was working until the end of his life, and former President Clinton called Byrd a Senate icon, party leader, and elder statesman. The West Virginia Republican died on Monday. He was 92 years old. Actress Eileen Woods, who charmed generations of young girls in the 1950s Disney movie Disney Cinderella, has died. She was 81. As NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, Woods' face may not have been widely recognized, but her voice was.
Woods began singing when she was 2. She got her own radio show, a musical showcase, one summer when she was still a teenager. 2 of her guests were Disney songwriters Mac David and Jerry Livingston. David and Livingston asked Woods to record a couple of new songs they'd written as a favor. Unknown to Woods, they sent the tape to Walt Disney, who already had rejected some 300 girls for the title role of Cinderella. Disney heard Woods' tape. Soon after, she got the job, and her voice became famous worldwide.
A dream is a wish your heart makes.
Woods did no more Disney movies, but appeared at Disneyland in 2001 to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Cinderella. And in 2003, she was honored as a Disney legend. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street Friday. The Dow fell 46 points. The Nasdaq was down 9. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.